We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. If someone says, Hareini Nazir min Acharsanim, he says he's a Nazir from Charsanim, or min Azagim. Charsanim Azagim, one of them is peels, one of them is pits. Pashas Charsanim is the peel of a grape. Zagim is the pit of a grape. And he says just that alone. I'm being a Nazir from pits. Or just, he says, I'm nozzle from peels, uminat glakas, or he just says from taking haircuts, uminat tumah, or just tumah. We know there's three different esurim to nozzle, general esurim. There's a grapes, which includes wine and everything else. Then there's haircuts, and then there's tumah. And if he says one of these things, he nozzle from one of these things, halacha is, harezeh nozzle, it's a complete nozzle, v'chol tiktukeh nazirus alav. And he has all the dinim of nazirus just by saying, harezeh nozzle ala teglachas, or harezeh nozzle minachatzanim, that is sufficient to make him into a regular nozzle. Zokta Gemara, who's that like? Which time is that like? This is like Rav Shimon. This is not like Rav Shimon. The time with the Brisa. Rav Shimon, I mean, chayiv at sheyidah mekulam. Rav Shimon says like this: if he say already nazir stam, avada includes everything. That's pashut. But if he start enumerating different esurim, then you have to say every single one. You have to say every single one. Ein echayv at sheyidah mekulam until you say every single one. You have to speak at every single one. But if you speak at only some of them, it's not chal. It's not chal. You have to mefarish also to glachas and tomo. Again, if you say Reinozer by itself, that's enough. But once you start speaking things out, then that's a problem. We saw before that a Reinim is salsal, that's enough. And that's Masha's enough of Kuliyama. Peretz is there, he's saying, I want to be like a person who grows his hair. So really I'm saying is I want to be a Nazir. That's better. But here you're speaking about the Isser itself. He's saying, I want to ask myself on this specific thing. Then Rav Shimon says, it doesn't work until you ask for everything. If you just speak out one of them, that one of the hilchos nazir, that's enough. And the Gemara says the midrash on psukim. My time with Rav Shimon. Omar Kroah, the pasuk says, "Mikol hashiyasim megefen hayayin mechatzanim v'adzag." And the way Tosfos learns the drasha from the word mekoil. The word mekoil means that you have to make a neder from everything. That's why it says loshem mekoil. And therefore, until you say mechatzanim v'adzag, you have to speak everything out. Rabbanon, my time. What's on the Rabbanon hold that even one is enough? Amakra, the pasuk has an extra pasuk. Miyayim v'sheichar yazir. The pasuk says miyayim v'sheichar yazir. Choy mitziyayim v'choy mitsheichar layishtav. Choy mitsheichar anovim layishtav. Anovim lachem v'eshim layishtav. And it really says anovim in the pasuk. So why does it speak out yayim v'sheichar? It's coming to Marba, even if you just make a nazir just from wine itself, that will make you a complete nazir. That's Rabbanon's drasha. So you have Rav Shimon's drasha from Mekoil, and Rabbanon's drasha is from the extra words, Yayim V'Sheicha. Break the Gemara, Rav Shimon Nabi, Aksim Yayim V'Sheicha. Rav Shimon also has his words, Yayim V'Sheicha. What do you do with that? Yayim V'Sheicha Yazir. That's going to teach us that your asur on yayin, or nazir, who asks himself from yayin, is also even from yayin mitzvah. You would think it's not chal on yayin mitzvah, kamash one, even yayin mitzvah is also nazir. Mahi, what is that? Kedusha v'avdalta. Kedusha v'avdalta. Kiddush v'avdala. Kiddush v'avdala is something that's a mitzvah. And you would think the nazir is not chal on that. Kamash one, it's chal on that. Break the Gemara, we're going to learn. The Gemara now, like Tosfos is pshat b'shem the Rabbeinu Tam. The second pshat he brings down. That's what the pshat we're going to learn. So Mara's kash is b'tmiya. Hare mushba v'melam arsinai. What do you need a pasuk to tell us that if you become a nazir, you can't drink kiddush v'avdala? It's pashut. Kiddush v'avdala, the wine kiddush v'avdala, is not the raisa. It is the raisa. Kiddush is the raisa. It says zochav v'shamer. It is the raisa. But al yayin is not the raisa. If you make kiddush on challah, yoytzi is the raisa. Yayin is only the rabbana. The yayin part is only the rabbanon. So how can you say that you need a pasuk in the Torah to your matir to drink? You don't need a pasuk in the Torah to say that the tchal and naziris on kiddush wine, because if not, it shouldn't be chal. We have to exercise kosef. What do you mean? It ain't be chal. Midaraisa, you don't need dafka yayin for kiddush. Harei mushba maris. You know who? That's the gemara's kasha. Ella, the arushayin learned more different. That would be a raya that yayin is the raisa, but that's the Torah already asks on. That's not true. Ella, so what's the pasuk yayin teaching us? It says yayin mitzvah yayin shus. What's the case? Like ha, dama rava. Like rava, what rava says. Rava says shvua she'eshta. Someone makes a shvua, he's going to drink wine. Now v'chaz v'amar nazir. Now he says he wants to be a nazir. So you would think that the nazir is not chal connected against the shvua. Zok the pasuk yayin v'sheicha. Asin nazir is chay la shvua. Nazir is chal and says, even though I made a shvua, I have to drink wine. Now I can't drink wine. Nazir is chal and shvua. That's what we learn from pasuk yayin v'sheicha. that the yayin mitzvah, which means the yayin that I said I'm going to, with a shvua, that I'm going to drink, it's still chal, the iser, just like yayin mishos. So that's how we use the words yayin mishecha according to Rav Shimon. Rabbanan nami, in fact, the Barakash, Rabbanan nami, I'm barely less yayin mitzvah, yayin mishos. Rabbanan also need a pasuk yayin mishecha for that. You need a pasuk yayin to teach you that less of a yayin mitzvah, yayin mishos. And don't ask me, the mayor Rabbanan don't hold of it. But the problem is, Rava says it. Rava says it at any cholkim, and Rava is a Amayra. Rava can argue on Tanayim. So obviously, Rava is going to Kuliyama. So Rabban also must agree that if someone's a Shua is going to drink wine and then becomes a Nazir, that he can't drink wine. What's the Makar for the Rabban? So Gemara says, yeah, it's also from Yayin. But Imkain Limakra, Miyayin, my Vesheikha. What's the extra Sheikha? So it's two words extra, Yayin and Sheikha. One of them is teaching us that if you become a Nazir on one thing, you say, I already Nazir on one thing, it's enough. The other Pasik, let's say the other part, the Sheikhar tells you that Yayin Mitzvah is Kiyayin Rishush. Those are the dash of two words in the pasuk Yayin Mitzvah. Rav Shimon, what's the word Sheikhar for? Rav Shimon, Hayin Taima, Dechsiv, Sheikhar, La Lufay, Sheikhar, Sheikhar, Mikdash. It says to be a Sheikhar in order to make a limud to Beis HaMikdash. We know you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash when you are drunk. What's the halacha if you become drunk from something that's not wine? You come drunk from the Gemara's example of Chalav or Dvash, you could come drunk for that as well. If you come drunk for that, could you walk into the Beis Mikdash or not? Is there a Chiv? Is there the Lab? The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Yayim Sheikh Al Teish, Ato Uvenecha Itoch, that you and your children shouldn't drink wine and come into Bevayachim Alei Amayot to go into Beis Mikdash, Vloisa Musu, Bichayim Misa. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So we're teaching us Sheikha, Sheikha, the extra Sheikha is teaching us to make a Gzer Shava, to Sheikha by Kahanim, to teach us Ma Gabi Nazi Yayin Hulitzer. It's only also Yayin. A Nazi is allowed to drink schnapps, he can't drink wine, because it says in the Pasuk Anovim, Dafka wine. Avos Sharm Ashkin, Loi, Avgai Mikdash Nami, Yayin Hulitzer, Avos Sharm Ashkin, Mishtakun Loi. The only way to become, to get the Chi of Misa, going into his Mikdash when someone is drunk, is only through Yayin. Someone eats dried figs, which could be intoxicating, or v'shasha dvash v'chalav, where you drank honey and milk. I guess it's fermented honey and milk. V'nichas the mikdash. So Rehuda says chayiv, and we're coming from this pasuk lafuke that man diyama, and we're saying that you are not chayiv by when you drink this type of intoxicated mashkin, only yayin. Learn from sheikha sheikha. That's the limud from sheikha sheikha. So akaponim. So the feeder Rabban and yayin sheikha teaches us. One teaches us that even being mekabel nazir one thing is enough. That other one teaches us that less of yayin mitzvah yayin shos. Rav Shimon also. One of them is to ask that less of yayin mitzvah yayin shos. And the other one teaches us that megalat us that basically mikdash only chayiv by something that comes from grapes. Some alcohol that comes from grapes and not other type of intoxicating drinks. Ibayisema, not a teretz. So this Ibayisema is about Machloikis, the Rosh and Taisis, what the Ibayisema is going on. Taisis learns, going back on the first thing, that instead of saying Yayin mitzvahs, also Yayin Rishos, it's going on a different thing. Ibayisema, Rav Shimon, Lesley Isser, Chalal Isser. Rav Shimon holds that really, usually, if something's osir already, then you make another isser, it's not chal on it. How do we know? The Tanya looked in the Braisa. Rav Shimon Omer, ha'oichol nevela b'yom kippurim, someone eats nevela yom kippur. So you should be over to a surah. First of all, isser nevela. And second of all, he's eating yom kippur. The halach is, he's potter on the, he's a potter, he's potter. The halach is potter. It's not chai for both isurim. It's not chai for both nevela and yom kippur. Because Yom Kippur does not come and chal on the Issa Nevela. Nevela was first, that's the case. Nevela was first. And you don't say that Migul, also Yom Kippurim, and it was Maisav Asura, got other things, it's chal, he wasn't never Maisav. What? Only Chayef and Nevela. It's only Chayef and Nevela. It's part of Yom Kippur. Because in Issa Chal, that's the Yos. So here, what's the case over here? So here the case, let's say someone says, I am not gonna, he makes a shvu, I'm not going to drink wine. And then he becomes a Nazir. Is he chayef two isurim, one for the shvu, one for nazir, or not? So according to Rav Shimon, ein ischal issa. So if you have already made a lav, I'm not going to drink wine. You don't want to come drunk. I'm not going to drink wine. He made himself a shvu. Now he makes become a nazir. So if you're Rav Shimon, you shouldn't be chayef two because ein ischal issa. Kamash v'lon, the pasuk that you do say ischal issa over here. So it means the first pshat was to aser yai mitzvah karen shush, means that even though I have a mitzvah to eat it, to drink it, because I made a shua to drink it, still the nazirus is chal against that. Here, the second pshat is that there's a chiddush that even though usually ain't issa chal issa, here the issa nazirus be chal on the issa shua. That's the second pshat. The Rabbanon, yes, that's the Joshua Yaim Sheikha. The Rosh actually learns this is for Sheikha. Instead of saying Joshua Sheikha, Ligabe, Sheikha, Sheikha, Mikdosh, Sheikha is for this. And you gain something from that, I in this forum. But Akbarim, that's the Mahalak, what you dash from Yaim Sheikha. So according to the Rabbanon, Yaim Sheikha, one of them is to say that what, being Makabal on one of them is enough for zero. So Shimon says, no, it's all the Joshua's. Now, Rav Shimon had a drasha to tell you that when you have to accept everything, if you're accepting specific things, you have to accept all the issur and zirus in order to become a nazir. And how do you know that? From the pasuk, we call Hashem Yasim Gefen Ayayim. But Rabbanu Nami Aksiv, what does he do with that pasuk? Rabbanu hold that even if you say Areni Nazim and Chatzanim Yosur Bekulam, so what do you do with the pasuk? We call Hashem Yasim. Rabbanu Nami Aksiv, we call Hashem Yasim Gefen Ayayim. Amilok Rabbanu Hosam Limud Al Suri Nazir Shem Stafim Zem Zem. That's teaching us that all Isuri Nazir are Mitzvah from Zer Mzeh. That means that if you eat different, like a half a pit and a half a peel, together, it'll be chal as a kezayis. That learn it's possible, that's Mitzvah to each other, and therefore you'll be chayiv malchus, even if you don't eat a kezayis, a full kezayis of one of them. So that's what uses Mekoyla Shiyasa. All the Isuri of all Mitzvah. V'Rab Shimon, less like Tzir. Rab Shimon holds you don't need Tzir. Why not? Because the famous Rav Shimon, all over Shas, tiny learned the price. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Shul Makis. Anytime you have the Chi of Makis, let's say for Chela, for Dam, for anything like that, the halacha is you don't need a Kazayas according to Rav Shimon. We're also very used to that the Issa is Daf a Kazayas. Rav Shimon says that all Shari Surim do not need a Kazayas. And that includes Nazir. And therefore you don't need a Tziruf. Kol Shul Makis, Loy Omru Kazayas, and Loy Omru Kazayas, Linian Carbon. You only say Kazayas, only Linian Carbon. You're going to ask me, so maybe we need a tzir here for the carbon is zeros. Zok Taisvis, there is no carbon nazir when someone drinks wine, only malchus. And the carbon just comes al shlomas nidroi. There's no kazayis, no din eating by carbon, by nazir. You never bring. No, you don't bring a carbon. You even the zeros get a lot if someone drinks wine. There's no carbon. The carbon is only when it becomes tame, and he has to start again. Only when it comes to tamei, not when it comes to eat something. With this year, because there's no din, of yayin, chatanim. There's no din of carbon. So therefore, it's not like a tziruf. That's why he doesn't use the pasuk with tziruf. So that's pshat in the drasha here and mechalek of Shimon Rabbanim. Zok the mishnevayit. We're going to see two mishnayis now. Regular nazir we know is a nazir. He's a ready nazir. He has three basic asurim with a lot of details to them. But the three basic asurim are grapes, tumah, and taglachas, taking haircuts, and it goes for 30 days. And then afterwards brings kabbanos. That's the classic nazir. There's two other naziris that our Gemara is going to discuss right now. One's called naziris shimshin, and one's called nazir oilam. Naziris shimshin is someone who's becomes a nazir shimshin. He's never allowed to cut his hair, but he is allowed to batam el mason. And a nazir oilam is someone who's a nazir forever, but he has halacha that he's allowed to be mekel b'satar, which we'll see in the next mishnah. When it gets too much to hair, he could cut the hair a little bit. Avshalom is an example of a Nazir Olam, and Shimshin is an example of a Nazir Shimshin. So we'll get more into it as we go along. Zok the Mishnah. Hareini ke Shimshin. Someone says, I want to be like Shimshin. Or he says, Hareini ke Bemenayach. I want to be like Bemenayach. Or he says, Hareini ke Baal Delila. Or like Baal Delila, the husband of Delila. Delila was Shimshin's wife. Or Kemi Sheakar Dosis Aza, like the one who took off the doors of Aza. Who was, removed the doors of Aza? Kamisha Naku Plishtim is Einav, like the one who the Plishtim gored out his eyes. Harez another Shimshin. All these cases make him a Nazir Shimshin. And Taisha speaks out that, and it's from the Gemara before like that, that the first three have to be together. If someone just says Harez another Shimshin alone, that's not enough to be a Nazir Shimshin. Why? Because maybe it means I want to be like Shimshin Klinker. He wants to be like any guy named Shimshin. That's all. Who said it means Dafka Shimshin Hagiber? Or it says Ben Menayach, maybe it's someone Ben Menayach, then Menayach was a common name. Or Baal Delilah, that's already a little, Shukla Shail and Taisus had learned if Baal Delilah would be enough by itself or not. It's a steer in Taisus actually, but it sounds like even Baal Delilah wouldn't be enough. You need all three together. But Oka Dasas Aza and Noku Plishtim, that alone is enough. That's all what Taisus speaks out. That the first three are all together. The second two are one another. Ba'ad lila is a shayla. Shayla had learned Taisvish. Learn Taisvish. Look at Taisvish. The Ramasa Kashimshin. Taisvish says, Ava Kashimshin luchudei, Oki bevnoi luchudei, Loi sagi atchiyoyim eshloshtam. Until you say all three. It sounds like you need all three. Later on in the shtickle, in the Taisvish, it seems like maybe Ba'ad lila owns enough. I in the Taisvish Yontif, the Erech Mishar, they all handle the shayla back upon him. That's definite that Shimshin and Bermanayach, you need to have Ba'ad lila included with that, but that alone is not enough. So Gemara says, Lama lila misna ka alein, why taka is it not enough to just say Shimshin? Harenika Shimshin, that's me knows Shimshin. So Gemara tzrichi. The Amar Harenika Shimshin, have Amina Shimshin achrina. You were thinking it's different Shimshin, someone else. Kamash v'lo, no. Kebem Menayach also. Kamash v'lo, you have to say Kebem Menayach also. V'itana Kebem Menayach, have Mina Ike Deskariach. Someone's name, Shimshin Ben Menayach, it's very possible. Kamash v'lo, kebad lila. Either one is enough by itself, depends how you learn, back upon him. Shimshin or Ben Menayach are definitely not enough to make yourself. And as you're a Shimshin, it's not enough to say Hareini Kashimshin because there might be someone else with the name Shimshin. When what? Where's dashing four? Do you mean dashing four? No, it's either one. Kamash Vitano Kibana Ika Miskah, Kamashlan Kabal Lila or Kamishmaka Vishnu's Ainah. Pashmi, that for sure means or. It says the Yigurish with a Vav. Ukimi, that's what they speak out, that Taisberg speaks out, the Yigurish with a Vav, that it means or. That means or. Stam, the whole Lashon Gemara, Lama Lila Misna Kalein is a little funny Lashon. It just means why do you need everything, not why does it say it. But the Lashon Naziris is Mashona. The whole Lashon in the Gemara Naziris is a little bit different because the Rishonim over the years did not learn it in their yeshivas, and therefore wasn't worked through the words, and therefore some of the words are a little bit harder to read than other Masechtas. Akapadim, that's how you make Kabbal to become a Mezah Shimshin.